This is M&M Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins and Athletics hook up tonight at Target Field. Minnesota won last night's series opener 6-2 and looked good doing it.
The offensive at-bats that we had everywhere we looked in the lineup were thorough, pointed, and they were good disciplined at-bats. They were at-bats that made the opposing pitcher really have to work. I thought we had a good plan. I thought we brought it into the game, and we didn't have any gaps. We were consistent with our effort at the plate and our focus. So we swung at good pitches. We hit a lot of balls hard. I thought it was a very good day all the way around offensively.
Manager Rocco Baldelli tonight will send Simeon Woods Richardson to the hill. It's a 7-10 first pitch. The Saints are on the road at Louisville tonight. The Lynx are home this evening in downtown Minneapolis, hosting L.A. Minnesota's 9-3 and holds the Western Conference's best record. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says they're a close-knit group, and that's been key to their success.
It comes natural to them because who they are is people. We always say that, right? You got at the core of who you are. You've got to be selfless in your daily life, that sort of thing. And that as a team, we have that. That's by design. They're all good basketball players. And so what they do on the court, it's easy to have synergy with. And so I think that's also a big part of it, is that they cover for each other. You know, they believe in each other. They're trusting game plans.
Tip time tonight, 6:30 at the Target Center. Football, Vikings rookie signal caller J.J. McCarthy says as he enters this 5 or 6 week period of the offseason, he has ideas on how to get better, and he says he'll dial it in.
I've been doing a lot of traveling, you know, post national championship, so we're not going to go too many places or anything like that. We're going to stay here in the great state of Minnesota, enjoy this weather, and maybe do a little golfing. But, you know, I'm just going to be in the facility as much as I possibly can and, you know, focus on building habits that I could rely on when it starts getting hectic and crazy in training camp. So, yeah, I'm just going to be here working my butt off.
Training camp starts late next month. This is M&M Sports.